Genesis chapter 3. You know the story of Adam and Eve? Eve took the fruit and ate it and gave it to her husband and ate it. I'm going to be going a little bit everywhere. Just stay in the spirit as you just keep up or follow it through. The Holy Spirit is just saying to me, when God actually saw Adam, and that's even a part of where I want to preach, he said to Adam, "What, you know, what's happened?" And he said to God, he said, "For the woman you gave me the fruit." He blamed it on Eve. And what did Eve do next? She blamed it on the serpent. Holy Spirit said, stop blaming people. Take ownership. Take ownership. Stop blaming. Because whoever you're blaming, you're giving them enough authority to say you're in more control than what I am. Are you here, ICC? Stop blaming. Adam blamed the woman. Don't worry, every woman on earth is going to go back to Eve and have them in it with her. Don't worry about it. We're all going to do it. But the woman blamed the serpent. Satan didn't blame anybody. He didn't blame anybody. And he didn't care. Whoever you're blaming, you're saying that you're in so much control that you can do this. You have authority to speak into that. Blame shifts the authority onto somebody else. It says that person has more authority than I do in this situation. Take an account for your words. You reap what you sow. A harvest is coming from your spoken words. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said to the woman, Has God indeed said that you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you will die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that the day that you will eat it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. For when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave to her husband and he ate. Then the eyes of both them were opened and they knew they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking into the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God among the trees. And the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? Then the man said, the woman who you gave me from the tree, and I ate it. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate from it. Satan never enticed Eve. He never said to Eve, listen, this is going to be amazing. This fruit is like you've never tried it before. This fruit is amazing. You've no idea what you're about to experience. He didn't even say anything about it. He never told her that everything was going to be amazing. Just wait till you try this fruit. That's probably why God, doesn't do any of that. All Satan did was question her. Now the serpent, more cunning than any beast of the said, in the fields with the Lord God made, he said to the woman, has God actually said that you should not eat of the tree? The first words that the enemy spoke into humanity, the very first time we hear Satan speak, the very thing he says, the very first thing that comes out of his mouth is questioning what God said. He made her instantly question herself. Is that what God actually said? See, all Satan is going to do is make you question, did actually God say that you can be the head and not the tail? Are you sure? Because you've been in this position for the last 10 years. Are you really sure that God's going to use your business? Are you really sure that God's going to open that door? Are you sure you heard God correctly? Are you sure? Because I know that you've been with this sickness for years and years and years. I know that you've been carrying this dream and nothing's changing. Are you sure you heard God's voice? Come on, ICC. The very first thing Satan did was question, what did God say? The minute you are questioning yourself, you are repeating the enemy's voice. He didn't entice her. He didn't tell her to try to make it look better or sound better. He just said, did God say that? Are you sure that God said that? All he wants you to do is question it. Do you really mean that God can do this? Can God actually do what he said he can do? Can God heal this marriage? Can God give me children? Can this business flourish from bankruptcy? Can my home still be saved? Can my children still come to the Lord? Can they? I'm asking you. Because God said that he would. But all he was doing is asking if, do you actually believe what God said? All he wants to know, all the enemy wants to know is, how much are you willing to hold on to what you actually believe? How much are you willing to hold to what you actually believe? Are you willing to hold on to what you know? Are you willing to hold on to the truth that God has spoken? It contradicts everything that this world says. The Bible says that you will not live. The doctor says that you will not live. You can't survive this cancer. You can't survive this debt. You can't survive this trial. But my God says. The enemy said, are you sure you heard correctly? Or the enemy's saying, can I convince you to abandon what you know for what you feel right now? Can I convince you to abandon what you know because of what you're feeling right now? The enemy wants to know, can I mold you, convince you to abort the very thing that you know God has called you to do? You know, and in verse 8, it says, and they heard the voice of God calling them in the garden. And the Bible says, Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God. They hid themselves from the presence of God. See, the very thing that God, the enemy wants to do is just to separate you from God. That all he's been doing from the very first moment he enters this world, all he wanted to do is remove you from God. Take you away from it. Bring all that hopelessness in. See, but what you need to understand, that when Eve ate that fruit, when she ate that piece of fruit, she didn't just eat a piece of fruit that was telling her that she could begin to understand what is good and evil. Instantly, by biting that fruit, they begin to experience shame. And through biting that fruit, they begin to experience rejection and abandonment, because the enemy made them feel everything that the worthless of they had. So they hid themselves, the Bible said. And God says, where are you? Why have you hid yourself? Why? See, the enemy's not content just to let you eat the fruit. He wants to know, because when you eat that fruit, when you eat that lie, then rejection, abandonment, shame, guilt, depression, anxiety will come flooding in with it. And all she did was eat a piece of fruit. But enemy knows what's attached to that fruit. And God said, where are you, Adam? He said, for I was ashamed. Instantly everything came in and I hid myself. You know what the Bible says? Then he says, God said, who told you you were naked? Who told you you were naked? Let me tell you this, ICC. Whoever you allow to speak into your life will have influence in your life. Because God said, who told you that you were naked? Because you could not come up with that, because I created you pure and in my image. So who told you that you are now naked? Whoever you allow to speak into your life will have influence in your life. Who is it right now, in the name of Jesus, you need to get and cut and sever that relationship off? You've been trying so hard and God says, now cut it off. Cut it off. Stop. Stop letting them have influence in your life. Because God said, who said that to you? Who spoke that to you? Who exposed that you were naked? You were never naked in my eyes. You were perfect in my eyes. You were created in my image. Who now has given you this? Who told you you were naked? But then God said, the only way you could have done that is if you ate from the tree that I told you not to touch. Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? See, because that tree stood for a reason. Because the time I'm going to just show you, go back to that. Bible says a conversation between Satan and Eve goes on. It says, you shall not eat of every tree. Satan said, are you sure? You should not eat of every tree? And verse 2, the woman said, oh, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree in the midst. Listen here, church. I want you to just work. Listen for a moment. Eve says, we may eat of the fruit. So Satan says, he's questioning, you should not eat of every tree of the garden. She replies, we may eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, we can't touch, basically she's saying. She refers to this tree as a tree that's in the midst of the garden. But let me show you look what Satan says. You will not surely die, for God knows in the day that you will eat of it, your eyes will be open. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. He knew exactly what the tree was, identified the tree. He said, if you eat from that tree exposes good and no evil. She just referred to it as a tree in the midst of the garden. It's a nothing. But the enemy identified it for its purpose. That tree has a purpose. And if God is saying no to it, that is a greater purpose. See, what the enemy was trying to tell Eve, he knew exactly what that tree was for. He acknowledged it. That was the tree of knowledge. See, because Satan knows that if everything that he made, including us, was created with a purpose, the enemy is then telling Eve, that tree has a purpose. The purpose of it is knowledge. In one full sentence, Satan was able to identify to Eve, this tree has a purpose, and you had no idea about its power and authority. This tree had a purpose, and you had no idea of its authority. He was fully well aware that if God said no, there is something that's going to have power and authority on it. Just because you get a no from God doesn't mean that it's over. It completely means that God has got something valued in that yes that he's about to release to you. The enemy identified that tree as a tree of knowledge, the tree that would give her understanding of good and evil. Because the minute they took it, they understood they were naked. They understood the shame and the embarrassment and the rejection. The enemy just said one word. Are you sure God spoke that? Are you sure that God spoke? Satan knows that God would not say no to something unless it had a greater purpose. Satan knows that God would not say no to something unless it had a greater purpose. He knew that the purpose of that tree was to release a level of wisdom greater than anything that could happen in the natural realm. Anything that could happen in the natural realm, he knew. And Satan went directly to that point. The one thing that would keep us directly connected to God. See, God said to Adam and Eve, eat all. To eat the whole thing. It's all yours. Actually, before he even gave them all of that, he showed them rivers coming, rivers of gold. River. He's like, you don't get this, Adam. I'm going to make supernatural things come out of nowhere for you. You are going to live a life the way I intended you to live. Come on. He talks about rivers coming out of every direction. One river's just got full gold, saying, you don't have to worry about this. I'm going to provide out of the east, out of the north, out of the south. I'm going to provide. This garden is going to flourish no matter what. But he said, the tree of knowledge, I don't want you to touch that. I want you to come back to me for that knowledge. The only thing I don't want you to do is I don't want you to be able to get knowledge from anybody else, Adam. I don't want you to be able to go to a tree and get it. I don't want you to be able to go to a river and get it. I don't want you to go to another friend and get it. The tree of knowledge was there because it brings you back to me. God was saying, I want you to keep that sacred between you and me. See, because there's things in this world that cannot be explained. But when you get into the presence of God and understand His knowledge, things will make sense in Jesus' name. Can I hear a mighty amen? Amen. See, he's saying, Adam, you don't have to understand how this is going to work. But for knowledge, you need to come and get it from me. Don't trust Google. God knew when He created the earth that Google was going to exist. He knew it was going to be right on our fingertips. Adam had to go to a tree. We just have to go to our fingertips and find it. But when was the last time you opened the Bible first to seek out His knowledge before you went and Googled it? God says from the very beginning, can you and I have knowledge, wisdom? Because through that, I will tell you who you are and what you're capable of doing. Man cannot explain how the ocean splits. Man cannot explain how a man is dead and then comes alive. Man cannot explain how the greatest of diseases is healed. Man cannot explain it. But my Bible can. My Bible can. My Bible can. My Bible tells me just how Jesus did it. I can go to Google and I can try everything, but there's certain things that He has no idea. But my Bible can. My Bible tells me that by His stripes, I am healed. I've got reports that says I can't have children. I'm only going to make it to this, whatever it is. I have reports. What about if we get those reports? Open your Bible and lay the report on the Word of God. When was the last time we just did something so simple? If you're in a business, where is the Bible in your business? Is it open? Is there a cross there because it's a good little piece of jewelry? Or is it there because it reminds you that you will prosper in all things because the cross of Calvary said and spoke life to you? God said to Adam, everything is yours. Everything, the cattle, the fields, everything. Everything is yours and you have authority over it. But I need you to have knowledge with me. I want to keep that sacred between you and me. That is where you and I are going to keep that relationship. That's why the enemy went straight to that tree. If God said no, there's a reason. There's a greater purpose in that tree. Let's all stand to our feet. I heard this amazing quote this week. I can't even remember where I heard it from or one of the podcasts I was listening to. He said this, the journey that you're on is not about getting to the end safely. Getting to the end of this life safely. We made it. I got there. I did it. But this journey is about running after a dream and a purpose that sometimes is destined to fail so that the divine intervention, the supernatural, can happen. The journey is not about getting to the end safely. Whew, got there. But the journey sometimes is about running after a dream and a purpose that sometimes feels like it's destined to fail. But that's the only way that the divine intervention of the supernatural can take place. So God says, I need it to fail in the natural so I can push it through the supernatural. I need it to fail in the natural because otherwise you're going to keep relying on the natural to get you through. But if you know from the start that I will supernaturally open and close doors, the Bible says that I will close the door and I will open the door. The money's coming in because God has got His handle on the door, not because a bank manager says yes or no. Can someone give me a mighty amen, a shout of amen, coming to an agreement with that? The bank manager can say what he wants, but my God shall supply all my needs. And that means every income that I need. God has got His hand on the handle of every door that needs to open. So every failure that is happening, so those people that were at the front that have possibly already started their business and it keeps coming up against failure, I'm telling you, God's just saying, let it fail in the natural because the divine supernatural is about to step up. If you will hold on to the dream that God has given you, Hold on to that dream. Holy Spirit, come. Speak now. Speak now. While every eye is closed and every head is bowed. If there's anyone in this room that right now does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, see, because God will not take control of anything that He is not Lord of. If you do not know Him as your Lord and Savior, which means that if you were to go out this building right now and you were to pass away, you would meet your Father, not a judge, God. And you would hear those words, welcome, my good and faithful. If you are not 100% sure, the enemy has been trying everything in his power to get you from coming to this moment in life. If you are in this room, you are not here by incident, by coincidence or by accident. You are here because God has ordained you to be part of this moment. But if you do not know Him as your Lord and Savior, you don't know that if you and you meet God, that He would welcome you into heaven. Would you lift your hands right now? Doesn't matter who is around you, doesn't matter what is looking at you, because when you stand before your God, you will stand there 100% alone. Not with any family, not with any friends, not with any pastors, no, but you will be 100% alone. So I ask you right now, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you do not, and you are not 100% sure that if you were to go to heaven tonight, that you would be welcomed in, would you lift your hands? Because this is your moment to say, Satan, it's done. Lift your hands. This is your moment. Come on. If you know you haven't been living right with God, you know you have not been living right with God, you know you've not been living right with God, lift your hand right now. Say, God, I need to come back. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Come on, you're telling Satan you don't get this. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? It just says, God, I'm coming back. I'm putting you back in authority. Putting your Lord back over everything in my life. Is there anyone else? Come on. This is the enemy losing grip. We're not blaming anybody else. Anyone else needs to come back into that kingdom? His hands all lifted up. So let's pray together as a family. Heavenly Father, I come to you. I come before your throne and I ask for forgiveness for the life that I've been leading and ask you that today I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. Come and take your place of authority, of Lord, my Maker, my Savior. And from today on, I will live with you as the head of my life. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's give everyone a round of applause as it comes back.